Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call to order the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Friday the 2nd. Are we ready to go? And with that, I'd like to call the meeting to order. We'd like to have Councilman Ready Go give the opening prayer and reading of our deceased. Please stand.
Waving
up.
Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for all your great blessings, Father. Bless this meeting. Bless all the people that are attending, Father, all the producers, everybody involved, Father. I should bless our mind.
Yeah.
Bless our homes, Father. Bless all the people that are in mourning today.
Yes.
Bless the people that are not well, Father. Bless our military people, and young men and women, wherever they are, Father. Bless them, Father, and bring them home safely. Ask all these things in Jesus' name. Yeah, Wakanda Ijinki. Yeah, Gashina, Wakanda Ijinki. Amen.
Please be seated.
This is the deceased Osage Indians. There's only one today, Edith D. Neal. Edith D. Neal, October 1st, 2018, Cleveland, Oklahoma.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to their family. Thank you so much. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Here.
Councilwoman Gray?
Here.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redingle?
Here.
Councilman Rebar?
Present.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Secretary Yates?
Present.
Thank you so much. I do have two items that I'll put under old business. One of them is my oversight. It's one of our employees' anniversary date. And of course, with that comes their bonus and resolution to. On the resolution, what is it going to have to cover for? For the release. Thank you. You got a little tight on this, didn't you? Okay. And also, an item that's going to come under the Oil and Gas Summit, the Producer of the Year. We need to think about it today. What are we going to expect and have for them if we take care of that? With that, I'd like to go down to new business. Anyone like the council like that? We're going to go through this. I'll try to have you out here in 2 hours. With that, new business, item IHS, Data Exchange Agreement. We have with us today Ashley Bailey. Ashley, going to have to make yourself at home. They took your two tables, too, so.
That's okay.
Right there would be
fine.
Is
that okay if I sit, or should I?
Yes, if whatever you can help run this, and I'm going to get out of that light.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I did bring an extra of what the presentation slides are. I think they are in your notebook as well, but if anybody would like a copy, please let me know. For those of you that I don't know, my name is Ashley Bailey. My colleague is with me here, Mark Messer. We are from IHS, so IHS became IHS Market. A few years ago, we actually merged. So just kind of a little bit of background of who we are a big data company. So we gather data about oil and gas wells all over the world. Yes, sir.
What does IHS stand
for? Well, a million years ago, it actually been a part.
No, I want you to stay there. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I can't lie to you.
Officially,
the eyes operate now.
It stands for Information Handling Services. I know it also stands for Indian Health Services. But we kind of dropped the what it actually stood for, I think, about 20 years ago. So officially, it's just IHS, but it is Information Handling Services officially. Thank you for asking. So we capture data all over the world about wells, and from all state regulators, provincial regulators, international regulators, operators that are making available information, publications, journals, anything that's published about energy, any data we can get our hands on, we pile all that information together into a normalized database, and we have software, websites, Petra, if you've ever heard of that, I know. make that data available to people like operators and financial companies, investors, service companies, companies that want to sell drill bits, that want to sell pipeline equipment, things like that. So that is kind of who we are. Our data, IHS data in Osage County. So we have data in this county back to the first well, most of the first wells, according to Mr. Villan, that have been drilled here, and the production data. And so everything about the wells in the county, how they were drilled, you'll see that in a couple extra slides, the information that we gather about those wells. That information is very, very useful to our customers to see what's going on and to come and drill more. And that's our goal anywhere, is to bring the interest into the county or into any state or nation that we're working in to make that available. And then the last bullet point I'm going to talk about today is the data sourcing and the challenges that we faced in Osage County specifically in the last 3 years, but then also over the last couple decades. This one's kind of hard to see, so hopefully you've got this slide too in the presentation. I'm actually going to flip to it in my hand so I can speak to it a little more because I can't quite see that far away. This is actually a screenshot of the website that we have. InterDeck is our online application.
Oh gosh.
Is our online application, and if you look on the left side, you can kind of see some of the information that we have about. I know it's very hard to see. Would you like me to give you a?
No, you're okay. Fine. I just didn't. I got my other glasses.
I don't have my. I've got one here if you want it easily. The information that we gather about it, of course. On the page, try to be helpful and not working.
Thank you.
Of course. So on the far right, you see in the red square circling that we show about 45,000 wells in Osage County. And this is high level, so this is what our end users use, and we can search on location information, who drilled it, how deep it was drilled, what formation it was drilled to, how much production, all those kind of things are available to our end users here. One thing to note here, and this is something that we're working with Bill on, is that once a permit is issued, an API number is assigned. So we have actually started from the beginning assigning API numbers in Osage County. For those of you that aren't aware, the API number is a unique identifier for that well. So that has a unique name, just kind of all of us have a unique name, or your social security number. That API number is a social security number for that well. Yes, sir.
IHS assigns that number, or does our Oklahoma Tax Commission, the Corporation Commission or Tax Commission assign it?
Great question. So in all the other counties except for Osage, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission assigns them for the state of Oklahoma. Because they don't have jurisdiction here, they do not assign them for Osage County. So we just started with number one and went forward from there.
So you just appointed yourself authority to?
Not authority, sir. We just need a unique identifier, so we're not authority. We have those numbers there so that we can track it in our database.
Does our tax commission recognize your API number?
Your tax commission uses what's called a PUN number, a production unit number. And so a production unit number could have multiple API numbers associated to it. So no is the answer to that.
I actually have a question.
Yes.
That's one of the things that in the long term that we're looking at is taking control over, not taking control, but identifying this on our own terms. Mm-hmm. So is this something that we can work with you on to identify, because usually we've depended upon other people to identify each of our well and gas wells. So if we're able to do that, so we could work with you all on those identifiers.
So that's actually another piece that's in your booklet, is a memo of understanding that we're working with, that we've worked really closely with Bill on, is working together and giving you guys those so that we're looking at the same things.
Okay, great. Second part of my question is, with other tribal nations like Hickorya, have they worked with you previously? To where I know that they have identifiers on each of their oil wells that they've done it on their own, I guess, or I don't know if they've worked with you all.
So
that way, if they work in accord, so if we're all talking the same, say 00567, we all know where that is located and stuff. But that's that we've generated that in working with you all, so that could happen.
Yep. So in a lot of, the Osage County is actually the only one that API members do not get assigned by the Corporation Commission based on his question. So those all do have those numbers, yeah.
Do you, on the API members that you assign to Osage County, are those recognized by members out there? Are they different than the traditional API members?
Great question. So there's not really a universe of API members in our specific database. So there's a universe of data, and you know, we're not the only data vendor. So other data vendors may have their own API number assigned. So it's not a legal binding number, I guess. The legal binding is like the PUN, the PUN number that the tax commission would assign. So it's just our way of identifying this specific hole in this round right here. We're identifying it as 00567, and based on all these legals. So somebody else in that same exact legal location might have a different number. But we try our best to give it a unique identifier so that it's available and it can be a unique spot on the map. And that's what Bill's been trying to put together as well, having that unique spot on the map to show where those wells are.
And it will be associated with the Oklahoma Tax Commission's building.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Is there a cost associated with the use of your program here?
Say that again, is there a cost associated?
With using your information here, accessing it?
For Osage Minerals Council, or for
the yes.
world?
For the world, yes, there is. And so that's part of what our memo of understanding as well is making this data available to Minerals Council to use so that we can work together and do kind of what you're referring to.
How long would we have that usage?
Eternity.
Infinity
and beyond.
The question I had, I subscribe to IHS personally and do the $25 minimum monthly membership. And when I go look at records, I go through what y'all call U.S. data online. Is that part of the internet?
Yes, sir. So it's just a different way of searching. So the U.S. data online is kind of, they call it buy the drink. So you're coming in and you're purchasing $25 minimum specifically. InterDeck is more for somebody that's going to come in and download 45,000 records and then probably have an export and export that into Petra or some software.
U.S. data online is just a feature under InterDeck that I'm subscribed to.
Yes, same database.
I didn't hear the answer to Councilman Yates. Did you say that the Osage Mental Council has free access to this?
That's part of what we want to talk about in this agreement, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions before we move on?
Yes, just answer the one that you were asked about the other tribes. Do you have contracts with them?
We do not.
Okay. And do you use their numbers?
We do not.
Do you use BLM's numbers?
We do.
Okay.
So for BLM land, in everywhere else, all of that data flows to that state regulator. So there's a lot of BLM land in Colorado, that's where I live, and in Wyoming. All of that data goes to the corporation commissions that run those states.
So what you're saying is you got access to all except the Osage.
Yes, sir.
Are you giving this information out now?
Yes, sir.
We're still in the dark.
At least since October 2018. I didn't hear what you said. Yes, sir.
I remember 25, 30 years ago working in the superintendent's work group where we would be reviewing our well records. You all had set up a copy machine and had somebody here full time.
Mr. Bill Brown.
Before scanners and what have you. Mm-hmm. So you just made paper copies of our original records. When we access your website to download the record, we get a scout ticket form, mm-hmm. which is all the pertinent information from those records that you plug in. My question to you is, do you still have copies of the original records? And if we wanted a copy of a 208, or 139, Could you provide that?
Stop. So let me here. I'm just going to talk and answer your questions because all of that information is on some of these slides, but I'm not sure which order. So yes, for 25 years, Mr. Bill Brown came in here and he got the weekly BIA report. It was made available. It's on one of these slides. I'll try to find it. Here it is, right here. And so what he would do is he would take this weekly report and he'd pull the information off here. So based on the section township range quarter section, he would go and he'd find those completion reports or the locations or permits or whatever was issued that week, make copies of those, and that's the information that creates that they're moving.
And they allowed that?
Yes. Until October 2015, they allowed that. So do we have most of those copies? Yes. Do I have, can I say that I have every single one since 1993? I cannot.
But if somebody wanted a 208 for a certain well, then we feel pretty confident you all have copied. Could you sell us a copy or provide a copy?
I can give you a copy, yes.
Would you give us a copy of all Osage wells that you have?
Yes. Yes.
The original 208?
For all the ones we have, yes.
You would give us a copy?
Yes. I can't tell you that I have all of them, though.
No, but you'd give us what you have.
But we would give you what you have. So our document management system has sort of evolved, and I've been here the last 10 years, so I have that. But yes, anything that we have,
Is that the gentleman passing out the back over there? Yeah.
They're just documents. They're yours that we just copied and then put them in our database. So going back to this, so this is a scouting that you just recognize. So if I don't have...
You're my hero.
Then I can go home. So I may not have the 208s, but and this is page 5 in the booklet. And this is the scout ticket that we put together. So I'm gonna read off my page. And so this is just when I printed it. It was in 2016. But if you notice, this is a well that was drilled in 1945. And so this is all the information that we have about it. The IP test is on there, a lot of the location information. Any information, so if we may not have the 208, we will have the data about it that we captured from that 208. That might not make me your total hero, but at least that shows the information that we have about that well. You're welcome. Any other questions?
Yes, the United States government have this exact data in the format or platform you have.
Yes, they do.
Who has it?
It's in NIOGEMS.
Will it come back to Honors, or does it stay in NIOGEMS in Denver?
I think it stays in NIOGEMS in Denver.
Then why would we have that? I don't have it. Do any of you?
BIA has it.
Okay.
But this is the information that you have available via InterDEC we're going to talk about. You guys having that access to. This is what our version looks like.
Okay, so you, of course, have reviewed the competition's website. Where'd they get their numbers from?
I don't know the answer to that, sir.
Okay. You're just talking about IHS.
Mark. I'm just talking about IHS.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? I think most of the questions actually covered most of my slides. So what I'm going to do is just go back real fast. Yes.
I think he asked first. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Go right ahead.
Oh,
can you back? You've already gone through the slides?
Yeah.
No, sir.
No. Go down that one. Can you flip down?
Please say stop.
There.
Okay.
What's going on there?
We're somewhere down here.
We're in the basement.
So
I got a handout in my hand now.
Yes, sir. Over your email you sent out, do whatever you need to do, sir.
It looks like Bill Lynn's printed.
Everybody is.
Really?
Is it just one page?
Thank you, sir.
Proud,
Amy, make sure you keep that one.
Do you want to talk yours?
Do you want to talk about if we do this with you, we're going to be able to complete that chart to date? Let's just say the MOU works out, everything's great.
Yes.
How quick will it take you to get us up to speed on 2018?
Okay.
For 2 years.
The board book it,
yeah. Estimate.
I'm going to turn to Mark because Mark's team is the operations team to estimate if in a perfect world, if we got every well that was completed in the county in the last 2 years.
Do you have any idea how many wells that would be?
Not as many as you've been dealing with.
Yes, I do. I have an idea.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
I'm not ladies.
We haven't, you know, in case anybody forgot, we have not been there.
Thank you, ma'am. Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. What I did was, this graph on the screen right now, I just put simply
Do you have the graph?
What councils were responsible when this curve was going. Okay. So, as you can see in First Mineral Council from 2006 to 10, we were kind of going up in completions. From 2010 to 2014, we were on a downward spiral. I wasn't on the second, maybe Mr. Red Eagle and Yates could help us kind of understand what was going on. In 2014, we got feedback from Robin Phillips in July 2014 that additional environmental steps were going to be added to all the leases. And in my view, our decline started going even faster. So somewhere around 2015, we tried to right the ship, pull the steering column back up to try to get our completions going. But as you can see, I think in 2016, we hit the ground, the fuselage exploded, the wings went everywhere and killed everybody on board.
It's on ground.
So now we're, you know, I have to apologize to my shareholders that voted me in. We couldn't stop this fire. Our production has gone down, completions, nothing. I, as a mineral council, want to know why. I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. But I know in 2006 to 2010, our superintendent was a different person. And the challenge at that time was to try to complete as many leases in every meeting. Right now, we don't have leases presented in front of us to approve for an auction or anything. That was my recollection of the First Mineral Council versus now. And to me, this data shows it. So I think, I mean, are we looking at a ground where the airplanes crashed, the fuselage is here, that we're obliterated just like they crashed into the Pentagon and the state of Pennsylvania in 9/11? And we're trying to pull those pieces back together and get back to fly. But I'm saying that we got a problem with our production. And I think this graph, thank you very much. I'm just putting a little bit of any more info. And again, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying that let's explore what happened. I was on Mineral 3. I could talk to Mr. Red Eagle, try to piece back together what happened on Minerals 2, that we started getting this thing going. And then because I'm all for, let's get barrels going. I don't want to point at anybody, but we've got to get barrels flowing. I think we're mistreated with the CADEX. Everybody's getting a CADEX for leases except oil and gas in Osage County. We're going a stringent route. Let's look at the ABB situation. Same scenario. You get one of these numbers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In Minerals 3, I was on there. The minute we walked in, BI handed us a form, handed us that letter.
Yes, sir.
All this environmental stuff is coming down top. To me, it's just, is it added layer of added hits of administrative calls that causes crash? I'm calling it a crash. From there to there, it's a crash. You disagree? I'm fully aware. Let's talk. I think it's time to talk. Let's turn this thing around. We got to buy a new airliner and get it in the air. Let's do it. The whole plan is gone. All right, the whole old way we did business is gone. But I thank you so much for putting this together. And I really believe that I wouldn't want information out there either if it's going to tell a story like this. Okay, now you've seen the did I have one?
You do.
I had
one.
Can I borrow yours? I mean, we can look at it or we can be like those monkeys on the commercial and just turn the chart where it looks like we're going up. okay? Y'all seen that commercial, that downward finances and the monkeys go over, they grab the chart and just go like this. Now it's going up. I mean, we can ignore it, or we can go to work, get that data moving, get it moving forward, analyze, and let's start putting some power to what we're going to decide. To me, this airline crashed, the airplanes crashed, and y'all. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Council. Anything to add? Please continue.
Thank you, sir. So I think you've already spoken to this slide. I don't need to. This just kind of shows what we've seen from the outside looking in, and that's based on, you know, the way that things have changed with the BIA since October of 2015. I'm going to go over here. So this just kind of shows a very high level. So that's, you obviously really can't see each individual spot, but that's 45,000 spots.
How many? 45,000.
And there's some that it looks impressive. It's the outline of the county, right? And so there's some though that, and that's part of the MOU that we've been working really hard on, that you guys have a spot, but you don't have a identifier to put it on the map. So, and that's the thing with any of these spots, I'm kind of getting back to, it's our identifier, because we need a reason to give it a name to put it on. You can't just put it that long. We got to have a name for it. So that was kind of,
I'd say the Green Girls Council.
That's why we've done that with the API numbers. We've already talked to this one. We've already talked to this one as well. It shows the vast amounts of information that we have, ideally about every well. So every, is it a 208? It was a 139, thank you, sir, that we've gathered. So all that information is not just looking at the piece of paper and trying to put it together. It's, you can come in and search on all these and many more of the bullet points on the left and search on that information in our database and really drill down. You can know every well that was drilled to 10,000 feet that, you know, has produced, you know, all kinds of, can't come up with one off the top of my head, of course, but looking at that versus just show me everything in this area. We already talked about this one as well. So this is that weekly operations report that the BIA used to put out, but unfortunately we do not receive anymore. And so this is just kind of the
data. Stop.
Yes, sir.
You don't receive that information anymore?
No, sir. They did not put that weekly operations report out anymore.
To anyone?
To anyone.
Because I haven't seen it.
Nope.
Has anyone here seen it?
Sure.
Please.
They quit sending out the weekly. It used to be the superintendent would send out a weekly list of all permits and completion.
Yes, sir.
To anybody that wanted on the list.
This one.
All the producers would receive them as well, and they would also give out a list of all the assignments. Well, what company bought what lease from somebody else?
Okay. That's still
and
put
we,
out.
We,
that is. Well,
I still see those reports.
I don't know if any of our producers have received them. You might.
I think that's correct, sir.
I can send you so the one I still receive it because I sometimes like oh wait this doesn't have.
Okay.
So thank you. The press, the first line says it all. October 2015 says today, public is not allowed access to BIA records. That's the battle we're fighting now. And so the flow of information that we get everywhere else in the Congress or the continental U.S. is not flowing in the Osage. And as Ms. Bailey said, We're the only dark sheep in the whole United States. So that's the reality. I mean, we can flip the chart and call it we're going upwards, or we can look at the data as it is and say we got to do something. I propose that we look at what IHS is proposing if this moves quickly. But that's my view. I'm only one of eight.
Chair.
Council.
Yes. You know, I think that we're all in agreement. This isn't just, we're all in agreement that we want to get this memorandum of understanding going. We just had to work out some language within the document was all that was holding us up. Mm-hmm. So once we get past that part, mm-hmm. we're good.
Okay.
And then what's the time frame that IHS will get that? Well, is this going to be part of our website with the Osage Minerals so they can go to one-stop shop because we're going to, at the Oil and Gas Summit, we're going to have Mr. Cooper give us an update, and by this time, we will have all this updated information. So really, it's like us taking this on our own terms, and which is that's exactly what we're wanting to do, so we can get the chart in the opposite direction. But the thing is that this Osage Minerals Council board will have been initiated this and get this done. So I'm looking forward to it.
We are as well.
Thank you, real quick, Councilman.
Thank you. I have a question. I know that you just started your presentation in your slide, but I'm not aware of what it is that you're offering.
So in the memo of understanding, I'm not sure how your booklets are set up. So basically what we're kind of in a couple of step process here. The first is we've been working with the website that has been created. There are some spots, or there are locations that you don't have an API number on, or we have the API number and we need to work together so that there is an API number on the spot on the map. So then those are actually connected to what you asked about earlier with any well documents, well logs that either you guys have or that we give those to you, so that those can all be connected on your website. The second piece then is what you refer to.
So basically you're offering to provide us our own record.
Yes.
Councilman.
She's making reference to MOU, and I don't have a copy of the MOU. I have a copy of the data exchange agreement.
Same thing. My apologies.
No, it's not the same thing. But
okay, my apologies.
This is a contract and an MOU is an agreement.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what you're making reference to.
Yes.
Okay.
So the one legal standing was at the bottom was then, I think it's at the bottom, on the right column on the bottom there. Oh, sorry. Previous page was what the jurisdiction of the court is.
Yeah.
That
just for clarification, the language that was in here for review, it was that we would settle it in Scotland and England, and it is now listed as in Osage Tribal Courts.
Yes.
So if there's any dispute.
I'm on the second page of the agreement, kind of listed specifically what we are going to provide to the Minerals Council and what the Minerals Council is going to provide to us. So what the Minerals Council is providing to us is the thing, the documents, the well logs and the well documents that we do not have, so that we can get those in. Because
we don't have them either.
What you do have, a lot of them are historical records. Or, as we're talking about, what our options for
Councilman,
the future.
Red Eagle.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the information you have now just goes to 2016?
2015. Yes, sir.
I think that would be a plus, just like Paul said. Something we don't have right now. There's some of them, I think, but I think there's a biannual meeting coming up with the BIA in December.
Okay.
And we're going to meet with them as a council. That would be a good topic to figure out why, the rest of that isn't available. That one should be on the agenda. I look at it. Among other things, too, And if that's all the information we got, we need current information. Right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Councilman.
This contract is between IHS and the Minerals Council.
Yes, sir.
Correct. How do we coerce or impose this on the BIA and their FOIA requirements?
I don't know how to answer that question.
You won't.
We're not going to.
Nation will, Attorney General's office. If it gets there.
Okay. I'm just wondering because I don't know. I just don't know how we're going to do that.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it'd be nice, but we're up against a brick wall with FOIA. So, okay. My question.
But if I might add real quick, that's what I want to interject. How are we having to travel with our own property, but yet the Bureau's giving it out somewhere else? Now they're coming back to us, telling us to go give us our own stuff. So with that, I think you and I, this council has another avenue to go, and it's not including whatever these folks need. I think it's going to come under Orphan Well Project. I talked to the committee the other day about a possible lead-in. But then your information that you have to coordinate this digitally, I'm going to be asking for new projects. And I have to agree with my counsel over here, this agreement won't make it. And with that, is there anything you'd like to add? We've given you, you're a little over schedule here. We're about 40 minutes. Counsel?
Whatever misgivings the council, and I appreciate it. We got to protect our sovereign rights to do the decisions what we need to do. But I like your comment on getting those folks involved. They have the power, the legal authority to help us in our sovereign pursuit to get our information. And the second thing I want to comment on is we do this, these people are, the folks in that building are used to claiming and doing action to get these things done so the nation can benefit. So I'm saying let's let them go to work and get this thing signed so we can get moving with this project. We've got legal on our team too, so we can use, but I enjoy all that, I appreciate it. But in the same vein, let's get a mark here. We're going to sign the agreement. We're going to protect our sovereignty. We're going to protect our rights. We're going to boost the value of our own asset, not on BIA's terms, but on our terms.
Counsel, anything you need to add? With that, we'd like to thank you. Of course, this is going to be voted on today. I do see us taking this exact effort, just a little different angle. And for us, we have to, because of what the council just talked about, this right that the federal government, second chair is correct, they're going to have to tell us, because otherwise they're going to hold the next information from us. And it's real easy. We settled a lawsuit, and that curve goes straight down. And if I might interject, this information is a value package on the Royalty Policy Committee. That is exactly what the federal government does not have. So if we could put different layers to this, I think the council would be interested. And last and not least is that the American burying beetle has killed us, and these numbers are going to generate our losses at 3,300 barrels a day. Probably a million cubic feet, whatever it is. Counsel.
Chairman, thank you. If I may quote you on our last Orphan Well meeting we had, and appreciate your comment, the information we got on the 1600 X Mountain Wells are incomplete and inconsistent and a lot of errors. And I never realized what Chairman Waller said, how many other things are they handing over to the Mineral Council in like fashion? And we don't know. Again, I like this graph because if I was managing it like that, I'd hide the data too.
That's it. Thank you. We'll get right back with you.
Thank you very much.
Council.
One thing I'd like to add, on the agreement, if the Osage Council wants to write the agreement versus using ours, we can do that too.
We'll mark this one up and we'll see what comes up.
Thank you very much for having me, everybody.
We thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Council, you want to take a short break?
Yeah.
Or you want to pop a couple? Let's just take a short 5-minute break. Lacey?